time difference, I'm young poppy. Champagne, they know the face and they know the name. Got one watch that could probably pay for like all your chains, so you don't be changed. Ah. Greystone, 20 bottles, that's all me. On the couch, wildin' out, yellin' free my today I'm free. One of my close dogs, got three kids and they all three. But we always been that type of crew that been good without a plan B, so.
Stop talking, Nate, and suck on for some truck fit. Okay, I'm gone. That's gangsta Al Capone. I make that fit like bone. I'm talking about bone, 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 bone. I'm with French, excuse my French. I lose my mind before I lose my money. Anything but a chicken wing. Chop ball like two eyelids. YMCM beat that back. Yup, stop playing. I make her scream and holler like rock bands. I'm a beast, I'm off the leash. I am rich like a bee. On my pro, active sh. Pop that like a zip. I go by the name Lil Tunchi. Yo girl is a groupie. And use a square. And I will twist you like an Rubik's motherfucker. I'm on my skateboard. Watch me do a trick.
All right, y'all. We all welcome to the show. I'm your host, Iris Bush. And this is Lod Talk, the radio show. I just want to say thank y'all for listening. I appreciate everybody tuning in. Like, it's a great honor to have people support me and support everything, you know, with just giving y'all information, and I appreciate y'all. The first thing I want to go right into is just, like, it's a lot going on. So, you know, this is a show. Basically, I want to let y'all know what LOD means. I got to reiterate that LOD means light over darkness, and that's something that I was just talking to my sister about LOD being something like something important, because light always shines over the dark, and if anything you're going through in life, it's like you just gotta have a positive mindset and make sure you go back to the basis of when you were born and when you had your youthfulness. And that's what I basically want my show to be about. It's just like enlightening people and bringing real information and real stories, and having fun as well, because I like to laugh. I like to joke as well. So everything is not as serious, and everything can be as serious. It all depends on where you are at in life. And yeah, just a quick breakdown on what we're going to be talking about today. Just go right into the politics. Like I said, it's very fresh. We just got our president reelected. Well, he's going in the second term. It's a lot going on, a lot of executive orders, especially in Florida. It's a lot going on with, you know, our governors basically got the same type of bill set in place. I ain't going to go too much into that because I kind of spoke on it last week. But they playing good cop, bad cop with us with the federal and state regulations and all these emergencies. You know, trying to put people in a fray. I'm not against our government or anything like that. I just want people to know that they appointed these people, so these people work for us. So they have to have that mindset that we put them into position to not make us worried or panic. So all that big news and big, you know, trying to make a story out of something, just do the job and secure America. You know, so. It's going to be a lot for politics talk. It's going to be a lot going into that. There was a couple plane crashes. I'm going to report on that, just how those things went and what it was reported on, you know, what we were all reading. I'm sorry for the loss of the people and the family, you know, so I don't want to see nobody lose a family member and all those accidents happening. And, you know, a couple months with the wildfires in California, it's a lot going on with that. So, you know, it's big on that. But, you know, besides, you know, serious stuff like political stuff, we're going to reach into the first segment. But and the other things we're going to be speaking on is the Super Bowl is coming this Sunday. I'm always excited about sports and just like having that, you know, just having the like the wherewithal. Like I'm a big sports fanatic. I put myself in that because I played sports my whole life, and I always, you know, I've been coaching since I was 18, and that's, you know, almost 20 years I'm in it, and I started when I was young. So, you know, that's going to be a bit, that's a big part of my life. So I don't really speak on it because we in it's the time and place to speak on it. But, you know, like I said, NBA news, you got a couple of trades that done happened. I'm actually a Lakers fan, so my team actually traded one of the superstars on our team. Anthony Davis got traded to the Mavericks. We got Luka Doncic, which is one of the most, far as international, he's probably the biggest star probably out of the young players since Dirk Nowitzki, probably for the, far as NBA and Yao Ming. So those that's huge news. And Lakers is definitely one of the biggest sports teams in the world, for definitely in America. So it's a lot of history in that far as that. And, you know, also, like I said, I'm not too political. I think everyday life and the importance of treating your people correctly and actually going by the exact rules of what they put in when they created this country. I think one of the last segments I'm going to speak on, the last topics I'm going to speak on today is the I always mention the 100-year war of, from 1700 to 1800 that I read about a couple years ago, and I was looking for it so I could give y'all like a like highlights of what I read, but I didn't see it come up, so I gotta probably do a little bit. I got it from a public library, so when I'm in, and I use my college library now mostly. So I looked up. I probably buy this book from Barnes & Noble. The book I'm gonna read this month, It's a similar book. It's called Evasion. It's basically, let me get the right topic because I don't want to say it incorrect. It's the same similar book far as like the invasion. It's basically breaking down that the Europeans invaded the natives, and I found that interesting because I want to go deep into what I already read, but I'm just gonna pick a book to read. And like I said, I'm gonna have a mini segment of the importance of this, why this can't be forgotten, because those people randomly get attacked in real life, you know. So whenever they decide to go over there and mess up something, or go drill a hole, or go do this or that, or feel empowered to do it, they already made an agreement to leave them people alone. So it shouldn't be a if and a but about when and what and how and what. They need to just leave them alone. And like I said, I know I have a lot of ties to like Native American. I'm not claiming something like that because I'm far removed from being on a actual filled with natives and like being in that environment, but I'm just talking about like it's roots from there, and I'm from Florida, so I know how important it is to keep that important, because I don't remember Florida ever being one of those. This has always been the states that they want to state claim to. This is historically been made, and it's probably it's small compared to the world. Like I don't know who's listening. But it's important to me because I've been here. I was born in Florida. I was raised here in the United States. So it's important to me. And it trickles down because people travel here. And then, like, when I get older and more wiser and I go travel the world and see more things, it's gonna all connect. And it's going to be important that people are informed. So I always want people to be informed as well. So I'm not surfaced because I've been raised my whole life to, you know, be aware of these things. But I can still gain more information, gain more knowledge. So that's pretty much from an intro. We're going to go right into, today we're going to have a lot of beats in the backdrop. So I'm finna get that wired up and set. So we're going to get right back into the music that was already playing. And then I'm going to get my music going. So thank y'all for, you know, stay tuned, keep listening. And we're going to get right back into the music.
When I got the news today, I didn't know what to say. So I just hung up the phone. I took a walk to clear my head, and this is where the walking led. Can't believe you're really gone. Don't feel like going home, so I'm gonna sit right here on the edge of this pier and watch the sunset disappear. And drink a beer. Funny how the good ones go too soon, but the good Lord knows the reasons why, I guess. Sometimes a greater plan is kind of hard to understand.
Y'all, we back. So, you know what? Basically, y'all, hip hop is hip hop. So, you know, we gonna be vibing all day. Right into what I was speaking on, the politicals. Political topic today. Okay. All right. I'm trying to figure out, are we trying to, like, United States of America, unite? Okay, the key word is United States of America. United meaning together, meaning bringing people together. So, okay, the actions we have taken, okay, the tariff. Okay, this, we're going to speak on the tariffs being put on. Well, they took the tariffs off Mexico. This was reported when I was watching CNN. Canada and Mexico, they had the tariffs taken off from, it was earlier in the, couple weeks ago, they put tariffs on them to, I'm pretty sure they, more than 2 weeks, but they re-report stuff and make it seem like it just happened and they just taking it off and only it was a week and whatever they be putting out, you gotta read between the lines and take what you take from it. So the actual facts, the tax on, it says, okay, when we actually put a tariff on China, and it was for the imports, Chinese imports, a 10% tariff on them. Okay, tariff is a tax on the import and export of goods between countries. Tariffs are a way to regulate and protect domestic industries. That's the definition of tariff, or however you say tariff. However you say it and pronounce it. It's getting back to the basics of when, you know, how the United States was formed. Okay, the people here were traders and farmers, and they didn't really bicker about trying to control a part of the sea or nothing. Like, this is, I'm telling you, like, this is fact. This is stuff you could go document. I'm telling you some real stuff, like when it was first formed. So all this tariff, we got to control this, we got to emergency do this. Like, are we trying to bring stuff to, are we trying to bring people together, or are we trying to still divide? And we all, everybody knows that there's so many people from different walks of life and different races that live in the United States. And I don't know if people understand that there's people that's doesn't have the amount of money and wealth that these people have, who have been put in position of control or to be able to say what is what and what is can be done. But they have to be mindful of the small people that do all the little work and all the small jobs. So like I said, the tariffs, when we put a tariff on China, they put one on us, but they went a little bit, you know, they went a little bit bigger. They put a 15% on the US coal, a 10% on the oil, and large displacement of cars and pickup trucks. This is what was reported. This is bar from bar for what they reported. And I know I keep, I, every time, okay, when you have the ability to speak, you always, I catch so much good information that people don't really understand how important it is. Like, okay, we traveling, we trading, and we doing good. And then boom, 10%, we didn't get our way. Let's do this. And I'm like, some of that stuff is like very small. Like, you know, I gotta flex how strong I am, and then you causing way more damage at the end, because all those, now we got issue with China, and China, you know, that's a big country, and that's a big, you gotta think about it. United States is a country. Asia is a continent. So you gotta realize China is like United States, and then all those people that support. And then it goes right into, like I said, I'm staying political, but I'm going to switch it up for a little bit, because I just gave y'all some information about the tariff. And it's not petty if you were in that industry, because like, I always look at it like this before I switch gears. Okay, it's cars and trucks everywhere. There's lots of cars sitting there. This $60,000 to get a truck, but most men need trucks just to, you know, if you are an able man, if you were raised, you know, to make sure everything is maintenance correctly and properly in your house, you need a truck probably to keep things moving smoothly. And the trucks are $60,000 for a brand new truck. And I was talking to somebody yesterday preparing for the show, and I was like, how much you think a truck really costs? And I was like, it can't be more than $5,000. I'm like, why is it $60,000? We have so much abundance of these actual tools and equipment, because that's what a car and truck is, tool and equipment. Like, we gotta be able to find, like, what if we, okay, we can't give these people a house, but we can find that, we can figure out how to get them a truck and get them working. It, like, if we can't get y'all a house to stay, come on now, let's get to work, get the cleaning up. If we give y'all a ride, make sure every piece of dirt, every inch of litter is off the ground from every state. Like, some gotta be, you know, put aside where we moving around, we doing things properly, and we helping build blocks for success, even at the people from the bottom or people who need a redo or retry or whatever it may be for your, as far as your situation. But that's basically how I feel about the importing and all that tariffs. Like, it might not be a big issue to everybody, but it's pretty big in the world, because we all trading and we all getting stuff from other stuff. Food could get improperly, you know, given to us just because we beefing about pettiness. What could be petty, because I'm not in this lane, but it might not be petty to the political people who voting, but it is kind of petty, because nobody really need actual, you know, we're not in a start, especially United States, like, we're not in a place where we need everything. It's so expensive, and it's like I say, I tell my daughter and my nieces and nephews that if you read that dollar, it says note. That means it's a note to you. It's this piece of paper. So if you put the importance on yourself and your abilities, and you'll have so much abundance of that note, and people will go hand it. Like, I just remember, like, I know how vibrant my daughter and my niece and nephew is, and just hanging with them, and people are happy they're around, and, you know, they're very nice people, they're very well-mannered, and they know how to have fun, and that's for all my nieces and nephews, and I'm proud of them on that tip. So I just want people to understand the importance of that. Just like, you know, put your energy into the right place. And I hope, hopefully we actually doing that as a country. I really want that to be an importance. Like I said, that's one thing I was want speaking on, the tariffs, the executive orders. It's so many, and I was laughing sitting here trying to so I can't remember every executive order this man has already done, and I'm like, what? And then some of them didn't go through because the courts didn't okay those executive orders. So I'm like, we gotta actually go step by step. There's no rush. And I'm like, everything going over our head. It's going over my head. It might be going over y'all head. I'm talking about the people in the Capitol and all. Like, these people not thinking as sharply as 30 and 40 year olds or even 50 year olds. These people 70, 80 years old. They might know a lot, but they not thinking about it. Like, you know, like every day, still grinding, still building blocks for your future and your success. So why y'all not even like worried as much? You might argue it. Like, I've been in like situation where I'm speaking on something and I'm passionate about it. I'm not even nowhere near involved. And I might, and then it's just like, that's what be funny about, you know, people being in position, because they might actually be in position to say something or change something. And then, you know, they not that invested. So make sure we, hopefully we doing the right thing by those executive orders that was put in. And, you know, and like I said, I so much to go over. Before we switch into far as political, you know, I feel like these crashes were political. The one of them, the medical one that involved, it was medical, like I said, medical, all that is funded by, you know, the government. Not all of it, but a lot of stuff it has hands on, like far as money and OKIN, the people who fly in planes, and, you know, all those type of, you know, check marks and checkpoints you got to go through to have even a job, transport anything. So not a lot of came out, and that means whatever happened was real, because I know about when a whole bunch of stories come out that might not be the truth. And the other one was Washington DC, where like it was a total of 67 people passed away. That was actually a lot of people. And the other one was 8 people. One was on the ground, 7 was in that medical. And my question is, okay, it was American Airlines they reported, and it was a Black Hawk helicopter, if I'm correctly reporting that. That's what I wrote down. And hopefully that's what the true facts was. And I'm like, well, these are actually, you know, one's government for real, like trained, and the other one is like, you got to get checked, you got to be clear. So was there any, like, you know, kind of, like, were they seduced? Were they under the influence in any way? Like, what was the issue? Like, why couldn't they get that situated to not crash? Like, from the reports, the helicopter probably was in the wrong. He was flying too high, they said. So that's even worse, because that don't look good for the army and whoever, you know, whoever was operating that, whoever okayed that guy to go out there and fly. So that, and, you know, a lot of people lost their lives. So, like, there's so much going on. Like I said, that's a big loss. And then the last one, far as political, I want to go to get too deep. Like, I like to have fun, like I said, and I don't want nobody to think I'm coming at them. We got a new reign of, and, you know, power in, and I'm trying to actually learn to, you know, not learn, because I've been in the world for a minute, but I'm trying to, be successful in life. So I don't want nobody coming at me for reporting of stuff they say out their mouth and giving my opinion on it. The one, like I said, political, is I'm trying to see, like, are we trying to build or are we trying to bring? So the stuff I want to read you the quote that he put on Twitter, and I'm not being funny. I'm not trying to pick on our. This is the quote with the Somalia, you know, it could be looked at as, I don't know, military defense, if we being nice about it. That's me being nice about it. Killed many terrorists. This is the quote from the president. I don't know if he wrote it. You know, they could easily say they didn't write that on their Twitter. They could just say one of their assistants did it. But he put it on his Twitter. He said, killed many terrorists. He said it actually on when he first reported on it, when he first gave his comments on it. Killed many terrorists without any way harming civilians. Our military has targeted this ISIS attack planner for years, but Biden and his cronies wouldn't act quickly enough to get the job done. So, okay. We attacked the African country, which I don't know how much all the African other countries are tight with Somalia, but they actually have a lot of people in America. So I'm confused with that. I ain't even supporting the Somalis. I'm just confused about the division that could happen and the people being mad that they feel the right to say those things. That I could literally, if I was president and that happened, I'm like, unfortunately, we had to defend our country, and I don't want to cause division, but I want to show strength. Like, you know, just the wording, like, it's just like, oh, we killed these people. Like, what is that? Like, you know, like, it's a way that you can show that you have, like, it's people that, what if there's people in African countries that, like, support Somalia, and there's so many, it's like one United States and then 7, 8, 9 United States of Africa that support Somalia, and we have enemies that we have no clue what they are capable of. And I'm just thinking, like I coach sports, so I'm like, we gotta expect the counter, we gotta expect the adjustment, we gotta, you know, like, is we prepared, like, as a citizen? Like, this is the stuff that I worry about, because I have, like I said, I have a young, I have a child. Like, I want her to be having fun. I want her to go travel everywhere, Europe, Africa, wherever she want to go. I don't want people to say, you're from America. Like, you see what your people say? Like, you're the head of United States of America. So, you know, I don't want to go too much, but that was crazy. That quote threw me off. And then he was like, this Joe Biden brought, they like, it's stuck on there. Like, I was laughing about that. Like, that's the vision. And I'm like, it's like he already in position. I'm like, some of this stuff doesn't have to be said, or it can be said in a way different way. Like, sometimes you looking smart and looking more like on the high road helps you more than just dissing. Like put some thought into what you say. So, you know, I could go on about political. I'm trying to keep it short. And we're gonna go. All right, we're gonna go. We're gonna end up political today, because that kind of like I said, I could go on, and I know how important it is for people to be informed, and a lot of that is surface. And like I said, it is what it is, and ain't what it ain't. the next we're gonna go right into the next song. The song I'm going to play. Let me see. Like I said, this is, music is important, guys. So, you know, I'm gonna put some fire music. The last subject we're gonna be speaking on today is who's the top five, I'm gonna give you my top five rappers that I think is the, you know, at the top. And the song I'm finna play before we to go into break is Love Yours by J. Cole. And yeah, we'll come back. We're gonna get right back into the next segment. Love Yours. Love Yours. No such thing. No such thing as a life that's better than yours. No such thing as a life that's better than yours. Love yours. No such thing as a life that's better than yours. No such thing, no such thing. Heart beating fast, letting know that he alive. Fake mad snakes in the grass, letting know that he arrived. Don't be sleeping on your level, cause it's beauty in the struggle. Beauty, goes for all y'all. It's beauty in the struggle. Beauty, beauty. Yeah. It's beauty in the struggle, ugliness in the success.
Hear my words and listen to my signal of distress. I grew up in the city and know sometimes we had less compared to somebody down the block, man, we were blessed. And life can't be no fairy tale, no once upon a time. But I be goddamn if a don't be trying. So tell me, mama, please, why you be drinking all the time? Does all the pain he brought you still linger in your mind? Cause pain still lingers on mine. On the road to riches, listen, this is what you find. The good news is, you came a long way. The bad news is, you went the wrong way. Think being broke is better.
A life that's better than yours. No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Think being broke is better.
A life that's better than yours. No such thing, no such thing.
For what's money without happiness? Or hard times without the people you love? Though I'm not sure what's about to happen next, I ask for strength from the Lord up above. Cause I've been strong so far, but I can feel my grip loosening. Quick, do something before you lose it for good. Get it back and use it for good. And touch the people how you did like before. I'm tired of living with demons cause they always inviting more. Think being broke was better. Now I don't mean that phrase with no disrespect to all my out there living in debt. Cash and minimal checks. Turn on the TV, see a Rolex, and fantasize about a life with no stress. I mean it's sincerely. And as a who was once in your shoes, living with nothing to lose, I hope one day you hear me. Always gonna be a bigger house somewhere, but feel me. Long as the people in that love you dearly. Always gonna be a whip that's better than the one you got. Always gonna be some clothes that's fresher than the ones you rock. Always gonna be a it's better out there on the tours. But you ain't never gonna be happy till you love yours.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Love yours.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Love yours.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Love yours.
No such thing, no such thing.
Heart beating fast, letting know that he alive. Fake mad snakes, snakes in the grass, let it know that he arrived.
All right, y'all. We back. All right. Going right into it.
Regulators. We regulate any stealing of his property.
All right. Politics was cool. It was cool. But we're going to switch gears a little bit. And we're going to go into sports. I love sports. So, no, it's a lot of real stuff going on. Like I said, I'm very serious about family. I don't play by my family. And, you know, sometimes that stuff got to take the back burner. And that's how I feel about it. Yep. So, but this is a space that we can speak on it. This is a space that we can speak on stuff like, you know, fun things, you know, be opinionated about stuff. I got so much stuff, like, y'all know, like, I can't tell y'all, I could tell y'all, but, like, fashion, music, like, I haven't even tapped in how I want to, so, it's like, I got some stuff that I'm always work on. It's got stuff that's instilled in our culture, it's a lot going on with it. For sports, we're gonna go Super Bowl prediction. All right, y'all know I'm play. Okay, basically I'm gonna just tell y'all how both teams can the keys to win. For the Eagles, I'm a big fan of Andy Reid. I probably, you know, y'all gonna hear me speak on, like, I coach football for 15 years already, so I know a lot about football. And I played since I was 7. So the Andy Reid, he's like, what do you say? What, besides Bill Belichick, who else in his era? Mike Holmgren, who he was under, he was pretty high level, but he didn't stay around as long as Andy Reid, and he was an assistant longer than he was a head coach. Probably was half and half because he was there at Green Bay, but he didn't get another job. Which is how you leave on a high note, or be remembered from high notes, because you know you probably lose your job if you start losing. But yeah, he's one of the highest levels coaches, and he's been doing it. And he know how to energize itself and put the right type of people. I look at his offense. I'm gonna just break it down, because the from what I could see, the Eagles have a nice front seven, very talented. I'm talking about right up in the middle, the inside backers and the D line, and just I like the way that they front seven play. They play well together. They know how to beat they one-on-one situations, and that's when you game planning as a defensive coach, you gotta find what one-on-one situation can I expose. And once you find that one-on-one situation, you gotta keep attacking that area, and you gotta just keep doing what you do best. And the key for the Eagles, they have to attack upside and get penetration. They gotta make sure Patrick Mahomes is running backwards. I need him in the ground at least 15 to 20 times. If you stop that guy, you will win the game. Defensive backs, they got solid defensive veteran backs. They're not as young as they used to be. They got a couple youngers out there on defensive back for the Eagles. Like I said, I'm not finna. If you know about football, it's just a number in a hat at this point. Not for the actual players playing, but when you're a fan or you're a person analyzing, that's what it is. Like, especially if you play football. So I ain't going to go too much in name dropping, but quarterbacks are superstars of the league. So, you know, I could speak on that. The Eagles, keys to win. The odds are against you, basically. You have the talent. You got two superstar wide receivers. I think Smith is he's a Biletnikoff Award winner. AJ is considered the number one target on the team. They got two studs on the outside. Jalen Hurts, Heisman runner. I think he might have won one. High level player, not Patrick Mahomes, but he's pretty high level. He's a winner. He's probably averaging 80-90% since high school and college and NFL career. He never really lost. He won everywhere he's been since he's been a kid. So he's a winner. He know how to win. He know how to bring his team together. But when I just started breaking down the weapons that Patrick Mahomes have, okay, Hollywood Brown just been back for at least a month now, if not more, 6 weeks. 4.2 speed. The guy they just were the 4.2 speed. I think Rice is coming back. You got Pichol, tough runner inside, know how to run inside, know how to bounce it. 30, 40 yards can happen anytime. Kelsey, the number one tight end for the last 7-8 years, if not 10. Mahomes, the number one rated quarterback. And to most people, to me, I think Lamar is better than him just because his talent. He's still young. Last three MVPs, numbers he put up. So if he had Andy Reid, he probably would have won three of them already. And I'm not dissing Harbaugh at all. I think he's a great coach. I don't think he's as fast as far as making adjustments or instilling what he actually wants, because he's been around long enough to play any kind of system. So he just got to have that. You know, Andy Reid do what he want. He do exactly, you know, I know he uses his assistants. He's not putting no dumb old assistants out there. But, you know, with me, I'm like, you know, I'm getting all over off topic. I got I want the Eagles to win, but I think the Chiefs, their offense, the weapons. It's like everybody's one-on-one situation. You cannot not guard a guy that's running 4-2. They could run a 9 route and do a 15-yard comeback, all three of them. Hollywood Brown, Rice, and Worthy all can do a 15-yard comeback with one-on-one situations probably 70% of the game. The Pachua is not a slouch at running back. Kelsey got to be covered in the middle. Out routes, corner routes, like they can just. And I feel like the Eagles have the team to beat them and stop them, because they got a lot of athletic guys on their team. Like they got some young DBs. That guy from Georgia, I can't remember his name, but not everybody's young, but they got veterans back there. They know how to be in position. So it's just a toss up. Whoever prepared the best, whoever makes the plays when the plays are presented to them. You know, when you're on defense, a lot of that is like being like formation recognition before the play is snapped. So it's a lot of this is one of these games where it's gonna be like chess for real. Like you make one false move, you're not gonna win. And like I said, both teams could come back from a 3-touchdown deficit. So it's going to be a game for the whole time. You got to watch the whole thing. And I'm excited. I'm really, with the way the league is structured, I'm not talking about players-wise or fan-wise. Well, fans got a part in the owners. Like, I just wanted to be more, have respect for what the players actually have to go through to prepare. And just like a lot of people don't get to that highest level. And I'm glad they made that the other league in the summer too, the spring league. So, because a lot more people are getting opportunities to be seen. And they're gonna get paid a little bit, so it's lit for that, for football. Switch a little bit gear. I'll get y'all my rundown and takes on the game. Right into the NBA, gonna go right into it. Okay, who won the trade? Mavericks or the Lakers? I'm gonna just go out and say for the future, I think the Lakers clearly want that. AD's not old, but he's in his 30s, early 30s, very early 30s. He's a superstar. He's been, since Kentucky, he's been rated as the number one center power forward, and he's still rated that. So, Carl Anthony Towns has had a successful career, but he did not win a championship yet. But the Knicks are third in the East, and they could easily knock off anybody in the East and anybody in the West as well. So they got a nice team, just thinking about it. But he didn't win. 81. DeMarcus Cousins out of the league already. So out of those guys, that was the next big man up in their era, in their realm. Like, just comparing it, he's still at the top. I know people in the league. The Lakers getting Luka, I'm not as sold on Luka. There's a lot of, like, all these analysts that don't play sports. You gotta be conditioned. You get 30 points in garbage can time with the type of talent he has. But he does not really understand having the defensive tenacity and going to the next level. You gotta eat, sleep, breathe, being at the top, being at the superior player in the league, and you ain't got there because we got people that's 41 that you're gonna watch every day prepare, dropping 30, 12, and 10 like you, and you're 25 or 26 or whatever your age is. You're not preparing like that, and your talent is saying that you can do these things, and you shooting a little bit farther and deeper from it at a higher rate. So you gotta step up. I'm not gonna give you you're my favorite team. My favorite player all time. My favorite athlete of all time is Kobe Bryant. So I'm a big Lakers. I was a big Lakers fan, and I'm always bringing that up. So we gonna see future wise. I like the pieces that the Lakers have gotten before he even came, and they setting themselves up to have a. I don't even want to tell y'all what I was thinking was going to really happen, but I don't think today is ending at 4, I think, in Easter time. Hopefully everything stay. I love the pieces we have, and I'm talking from a fan standpoint, and I talk analytically quickly. It's just as much as I say sound like a fan. It's going to be cool. SGA, I think, is leading in the MVP race. I don't know if I ain't speak on this in this form, but the thing I predicted, and it's looking more and more every day. Evan Mobley and Jared Allen, I love how they play off each other. I love how the Cavaliers are the top team in the East again this year. So that means they're consistent. That means they coach and know what they're doing. They actually look very dominant this year. So I don't know who else is in the East. Like I said, you got to deal with Carl Anthony Towns, but you got 2 7-footers to deal with him in the playoffs if they even get to the conference, the championship. Because, the Knicks, they'll gas you up all year. And then that playoff, they be looking, they looking completely opposite a lot of the times. But hopefully they got over the hump. And to that's pretty much it. I give y'all a breakdown, some MVP race, leads is going into down the stretch. My prediction on who's the best, you know, who's won. Okay, and before I forget, the De'Aaron Fox trade, I like that he got to the I think him going playing with Wimbia, I think that's a perfect fit for him. I think he got lucky. They had a nice rookie over there already. I think him, either one of them, are those both guys are more combination. I think they do the Spurs just like they do the Lakers. They make sure those teams have an opportunity because they are ran well and they have a lot of tradition and history. And I'm glad they put a superstar with him that quickly. And like I said, they got a lot of young people. If they don't go by the Popovich like form system, they got some studs over there that's just sitting there on the bench, probably just, you know, just working on their fine tuning their skills and he ain't even released them to the world yet, type things. Like, you know, they did Kawhi what 4 years? It was 4 or 5 years, and Ginobili was coming off the bench, all kind of stuff. Like, they do. They got people over there, and like I said, Wembanyama's the superstar, 7'4", shooting threes, blocking shots. Like, they got a guy over there. So hopefully they in the 12th spot. The West is so stacked. Every team from 1 through 11 is over 500, and like I said, the Spurs are just under 500, and they just added a superstar, another primetime player rather. I can't, you know, you gotta be more consistent probably in the winning. This is probably his second, third year winning consistently. So I think he is in that very high tier of players for De'Aaron Fox. For the other people, the other teams, yeah, I think the Spurs won that clearly. So I ain't gonna go too much. I can go more into it another day. But that's definitely who won the for his future and now. So they could easily make a push for the AC, 6 seed, the AC, the way the West is set up. And, you know, I don't want to miss anything. We talked about the Super Bowl. We talked about what's going on in the league. Oh, and I forgot to mention the 3-on-3. The girls, the WNBA players, the superstars, most of them girls are superstars, and they showing it. And that's some high-low basketball. We get some good basketball. I'm so happy that it's so many young superstars. Like, it's a rejuvenation of, because I'm a man, so like, you get to watch some nice looking females out there, and you get to have fun analyzing the game you love. And I just think that they did themselves a justice of putting that three on three league in to give them girls more notoriety while the NBA is playing. So I don't know what y'all, it's so many young superstars under, like, well, these girls like under 23, 22, like they ballers, like they hoopers. Like my generation, we had some like Breonna Stewart, Brittany Griner, Skylar Diggins, them hoopers. Candace Parker was a little bit before me, but that was my generation. Like, you know, and Asia Wilson out as well. She's the superstar of superstars in that era. And you know, but the league is getting so competitive. Like, these young girls, they coming. So it's kind of lit though. I like that they got their own little 3-on-3. I think whoever capitalized on the big three being, you know, getting the older NBA players and to come out and, like, you know, perform at a high level, and then the girls like, we want to go, but they don't get enough shine time if they get on the team, because, you know, still there's people dunking and shooting for four, you know. It's better that they did it this way, and like I said, they doing it the correct way, because it's in the same time as the NBA. And I know some of those games, they need to make sure y'all support them, man, because like I the way the world is, the women are very strong people. These people are athletes, but they still women. So it's a lot of power that come behind being in the forefront. And if you know about sports, you know what I'm talking about when I mean by being a person of a public figure of with influence. So yeah, so that's it. All right, y'all, we're gonna go into a music break. And the song, what song do I want you guys to listen to? I had it set up. Oh, Future Life's Good. We're gonna play Future Life's Good. So that's the next break. We're gonna end this. Look, we're gonna end on positivity and thankfulness when I come back, y'all. So
working on a weekend like usual. Way off in the deep end like usual. Swear they passed us, they doing too much. Haven't done my taxes, I'm too turned up. Virgil got a paddock on my wrist going nuts. Caught me slipping once, okay, so what? Someone hit your block up, I tell you if it was us. Man, a house in Rosewood, it too plush. Say my day's a number, but I keep waking up. Know you see my text, baby, please say something. Wine by the glass, your man a cheapskate, huh? Gotta move on my release day, huh? This is fame, not clout. I don't even know what that's about. Watch your mouth. Baby got an ego twice the size of the crib. I can never tell it is what it is. But said what I had to and did what I did. Never turn my back on FBG, God forbid. Virgil got a paddock on my wrist, doing front flips. Giving you my number, but don't hit me on no dump. Working on the weekend like usual. Way off in the deep end like usual. Swear they passed us, they doing too much. Haven't done my taxes, I'm too turned up. Virgil got a paddock on my wrist going nuts. Caught me slipping once, okay, so what? Someone hit your block up, I tell you if it was us. Man, a house in Rosewood, it too plush.
It's cool, man. Got red bottoms on. Life is good. You know what I mean? Like,
$100,000 for the cheapest ring on the finger, look. I done flew one out to Spain to be in my domain and automotive. Ooh, dropped $3 on the rain, called it Bentley truck, look. Ooh, I was in the trap, serving cocaine, ain't been the same since. Ooh, granted, she was standing right there while I catch play on the brick. Ooh, I made them look, go haywire, Taliban in this. Ooh, I'd have been down bad in them trenches, had to ride with that stick. Ooh, who gave you pills, who gave that dust, Pluto Central and lick. Ooh, too many convicts, they enrolled me to play in this. Ooh, proud about nonsense, get old, so I'm spreading this. Ooh, they had the counter like lighting it up, anybody can get it. Ooh, I'm on a PJ lighting it up, backwood full of sticky. Ooh, I'm trying to tote that Drake or London and it's extended. Ooh, they got a stretcher, how we gon' die for this? Ooh, yeah, I ride for my cause I lied about it. Ooh, we some poor high class, made it, we rich, yeah. I was at the band though, got a penthouse for a closet. Ooh, it's like a shando, lit on my neck, my wrist. Ooh, I got pink toes that talk different languages. Ooh, got promethazine in my blood and Percocet. $100,000 for the cheapest ring on the finger, look. Ooh, I done flew one out to Spain to be in my domain and automotive. Ooh, dropped $3 on the ring, called it Bentley truck.
All right, y'all.
Ooh, I was in the trap, circle.
So.
All
right. We back, y'all. We back. This is what I make sure my mic up. All right. To end it today. I want to do state by state, like naming the top rappers. And I was like, I'm gonna just name my top five. So off the dome, and it's all time. And I did it. I do these all. I did these. I probably need to update my music selection. I got a pretty good selection. I'm not big on every genre, cause hip hop and R&B, and some pop stars are like. I wouldn't even call it pop star. I just don't like you gotta respect who brought the culture, who brought the flavor. Like, you gotta respect it. Like, if you don't respect, you gotta respect it. That's all I can say. Like, we gotta stop playing around. Like, people gotta stand up and tell the truth. Like, whoever controlling the culture and the music and the whole, just like, y'all know, like, y'all being y'all first to learn music, that string and people being in the line, like, make sure y'all understand that's like, ain't nothing bigger than that. So I bet definitely the people young listening, just like make sure you going out for what you really want to do in life. Don't settle. Okay, top five. My number five one, I'm gonna have to say, and don't judge me, y'all, because like I said, I'm gonna have to say at five, I'm gonna have to put Fabulous there. At four, in my fourth spot, I'm gonna have to put, I'm probably gonna have to put Jay-Z. At three, I'm gonna have to probably put Jeezy. At four, I'm gonna have to go old school. I seen some good. At two, it's like I respect Tupac, but I really think I respect Tupac, Biggie, but I think you cannot you gotta respect what Snoop did. He stayed the longest. He got so many different his ranges as hip hop. His range is crazy. I'm gonna have to put him too, and that's because the first person I remember listening to as a child is Snoop Dogg, and I was born in 91, and I just remember his music playing for like 3-4 years. I was old enough to remember him, you know, just that. And for number one, I'm gonna have to say J. Cole. To me, the wordsmith, like the stuffiest bars, like it's like, you know, when you write, cause I like to write poems a little bit, like different, not every kind of poem, but you know, I like to write a little bit. And like when people put words that make you think of more words, that's a very high level person, and he trying to inform you of something. And then you just gotta do the research. You just gotta stay in tune. And I'm just a fan. Like I seen him live. I like the people that he put on his whole group. So that's my top five. I'm going to have to do the research on all the states and put that 50. And I'm just talking rap. Yeah, don't get mad. I got some, like I said, I got family that's really good at rapping, so I could put them in my top five. But that's just gonna be when they get. They know how I am about it, so you know you gotta have that license to speak in a very big range. It's levels. I'm definitely got some. I got some stuff where, you know, far as hip hop, that I'm gonna be definitely putting my hand in for my life. Like I'm invested in that. I listen to it a lot. I don't mind. Like I said, I'm gonna say this a lot on air. Is the difference between saying a curse word and a profane word. So cursing is like you want that person not to have a great life and la 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 la. Profane word is a profane word. So you looking in the dictionary, just go say a profane word. So 9 times 10. So you know, I'm not gonna hate on people saying, you know, a profane word, but I don't like if people talk down and stuff. So those are the type of music I like to listen to. I like wordplay, bar play. And you know, it's a lot of rappers that got left off, but I don't know y'all, so it doesn't matter. And that's it for that. That's the last, you know, quick segment. You know, I had a segment that I want to do. It was petty. I'm gonna think of a better name, but I was just gonna put Petty Thoughts or something like that. And it was just gonna be me being petty and me just speaking on haters. And it's gonna probably end the show. I'm gonna go. This is the outro of my show, so I ain't gonna play another song. I wanted to, but it's not a big deal. So much in life, people are like jealous for no reason, and I'm gonna speak on this because every since I was a child, I always remember there being obstacles of hate, people misjudging you because your presence. Like, you can't be mad because I'm filled with joy and happiness and I've come from strength, and the people that were raised me and the people that was around me, they wasn't weak. Like, you can't be mad at that. So you know, when I speak, I come from a background of like, I know I could speak for real. And like I said, I'm not even gonna go halfway with it. I'm going to school for it. So when I speak, I ain't playing around. I used to say stuff to people and laugh, so they think I'm joking. But Nah, I'm just a happy person, and I want you to feel the happiness and when I speak and use these words and take it seriously. So that's all I'm coming from. Like, I love being in being able to speak to the public. I've done it for so long, so I just appreciate everybody listening. You know, I don't like to speak like I'm gonna have apparel and blah, blah, blah. This is school, and I'm learning how to be great, and I still got a lot to learn. And that's pretty much it for today. I'm Ira Bush, and this is Lod Talk, the radio show. And I appreciate y'all. Y'all make sure y'all tune in next Wednesday. Make sure y'all go check out my, you know, former peers that I was working with on that come on Tuesday at the same time, 12 to 1. Lod Talk, the radio show, 12 to 1 every Wednesday. And we're going to be here all semester. Hopefully, you know, I have a class next during the summer and next semester that I could be online and be on air with y'all. So I appreciate y'all. See y'all next week.
Never let a wound ruin me, but I feel like ruins wooing me. Arrow holes that never close from Cupid on a shooting spree. Feeling stupid cause I know it ain't no you and me. But when you're trying to beat the odds up and trying to keep your nods up, you know that you should know and let it go. But the fear of the unknown, I own another lover's phone, send you back into the zone. With no Tom Hanks to bring you home, a lover not a fighter on the front line with a poem. Trying to write yourself a rifle, maybe sharpen up a song to fight the tanks and drones of you being alone.
I wish I never built, I wish I never touched, I wish that I could stop loving you so much. Cause